So thank you for each one for joining us this morning, this evening, this afternoon. And before we begin, we will speak to God in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for thy Son, the Lord Jesus. We ask thy blessing upon us as we read from thy word, and we ask for help to speak from it. We thank you that it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So we ask thy blessing. If there's any here that are not saved, we pray that they will be saved. We also think if there's any who have concerns that have not been mentioned, we ask you that though it's come in and draw near and speak to them in a way that they'll know it's you. We also think of Bea, pray for her, just leave her in thy hand and her family. We just ask that blessing now in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And thank you once again. So we have three verses to read from, or two sections. The first one will be in 1 Timothy chapter 1, and verse 15.
Meron po tayong maraming salamat po sa pagsali sa araw nito, magang ito sa hapon. At sa gabi po dyan sa Pilipinas, meron po tayong tatlong babasahin sa Biblia. Una po nating babasahin ay sa 1 Timothy 1:15.
And in English, the verse reads like this, and this is our main verse. It says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief."
At ito po ang pinaka pagbubulay-bulayan po natin na verses. Sa babasahin ko po sa Tagalog ay sa 1 Timothy 1:15. Nasabi po doon, "Tapat ang pagsabi at nararapat tanggapin ng lahat na si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan na ako ang pangulo sa mga ito."
Our second reading will be Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8.
At ang pangalawa po natin babasahin sa Tagalog naman po ay sa Romans 5 verse 8. Or sa English.
Romans 5 verse 8. In English it says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us."
Sa Tagalog po, Romans 5 verse 8, "Tatapwat ipinagtagubilin ng Diyos ang kanyang pag-ibig sa atin, na nang tayo ay makasalanan, na nang tayo mga makasalanan pa, si Kristo ay namatay dahil sa atin."
And finally, we will read in Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 20. Galatians 2 and verse number 20. In English, it reads, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me."
Babasahin ko po sa Tagalog sa Galatians 2 verse 20. "Ako'y napako sa krus na kasama ni Kristo, at hindi na ako ang nabubuhay, kundi si Kristo ang nabubuhay sa akin. At ang buhay na ikinabubuhay ko ngayon sa laman ay ikinabubuhay ko sa pananampalataya, ang pananampalataya na ito'y sa anak ng Diyos na sa akin ay umibig at ibinigay ang kanyang sarili dahil sa akin."
Just the last part of that verse, it says, "who loved me, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me."
Sa huling parte po natin pagtutuunan, sinasabi po sa Tagalog, Nasa akin ay umibig at ibinigay ang kanyang sarili dahil sa akin.
So back to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 15. This is a wonderful verse. I don't just want to look at 9 words in English, and I believe it's 11 in Tagalog.
Babalik po tayo sa 1 Timothy 1:15. Sinasabi po dito na sa English po ay mayroong siyam na salita. Doon po tayo pagtutuunan sa huling bahagi nito at 11 or 11 naman po sa Tagalog.
Here are the words in English. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
Sa Tagalog po, ang 11 na words po na ito na si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan.
Very good. These are amazing words that I just was enjoying.
At ito po ay sa mga napaka-importanteng salita ng Diyos na amin po naming pinagbubuunan ng pinagtutuunan ng pansin at amin pong ini-enjoy o kami nasisiyahan na basahin ito.
So the Paul, the one who wrote these words, inspired by God, he wrote, "This is a faithful saying."
At si Pablo po ang sumulat ng mga salitang ito na naging inspirasyon po ng Diyos na sinasabi, ito ay tapat ang pagsabi at nararapat tanggapin.
That is, it's trustworthy. You can put your trust in this saying.
At ito po ay karapat dapat na pagtuunan ng pansin ng kanyang mga salita.
And the next thing he said was, and it's worthy of all acceptation.
At ito po ay sinasabi po doon na ito po ay karapat dapat at sa lahat po ng ating tinatanggap.
This is good for everybody to accept.
Ito po ay napakabuti sa lahat ng mga sa atin na mga na dapat tanggapin ang mga salitang ito.
And this is really worthy or deserving or suitable for everybody to accept.
At lahat ng tao po ay dapat itong tanggapin.
So everybody should accept this saying.
What did you say?
Everybody should accept this saying.
At ito ang lahat dapat nga po ay tanggapin na po natin ng lahat ang tanggapin po natin ng kanyang mga salita.
Everybody should accept these words because primarily it's the word of God.
At kailangan po nga natin itong tanggapin dahil unang-una po ito po ay salita ng Diyos.
Not only is it just the word of God, but it's the truth that is contained in these 9 words.
Hindi nga lang po dahil ito'y salita ng Diyos, ngunit ito po ay katotohanan na kanyang sinasabi.
And these words don't just refer to someone way off, someone that doesn't apply to us.
At ito po'y salita ay hindi lamang po salita na...
It applies to us.
Ito po ay nararapat para sa atin.
So none are excluded.
At wala pong pinipili.
Everybody is included in these 9 words.
Lahat po ay kasali sa siyam na salitang ito or 11 in Tagalog.
So just to be clear, these words are for you.
At ang amin po namin kaklaruhin ang mga salitang ito.
In other words, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
At ito po ang mga salita. Si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan.
You know, the Lord Jesus Christ didn't have his beginning when he was born.
So ang Panginoong Jesus po ay wala pong pag-uumpisa nung nung siya ay ipinanganak.
It was the very Son of God we just read about in Galatians 2 and verse 20.
At nabasa po natin sa Galatians 2 and 20 na siya ay anak ng Diyos.
He was the one where we get the word Christ means that he was the one sent from God.
At ang salitang Kristo po ay salitang siya ay galing sa Diyos.
In fact, in 1 John, we read that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
At sa katunayan nga po, mabasa po natin sa 1 John na ang Diyos Ama ay ibinigay ang kanyang anak upang sagipin ang mundo.
And the Lord Jesus said himself, I delight to do the will of my God.
At sinabi nga po ng ating Panginoong Jesus, the Lord Jesus himself, sa kanyang salita, na ikinagagalak ko ang mga trabaho ipinako sa akin ng Diyos Ama, pinaubaya.
He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work.
At ang aking karne ay ang gawin ng kanya ang nararapat na para sa Diyos at ang kanyang mga gawa o trabaho.
And Jesus was a name that was given to him when he was born.
At ang Jesus na pangalan po ay binigay sa kanya nung siya ay ipinanganak.
The angel said to Mary, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
At sinabi po ng anghel kay Mary na iyo siyang tatawaging Jesus sapagkat ililigtas niya ang mga tao sa kanilang mga kasalanan.
He was the one that he had no sin.
At siya po ay isang ay siya ay walang bahid ng kasalanan.
And he was able to save.
At siya po ay nakapagligtas at nakainiligtas ang lahat.
And just right now, he's still able to save you.
At sa katuwid nga po sa pagpanahon o sa araw na ito ay may-ari kanyang iligtas.
So the nine words again are, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
At ang siyam na salita po sa English at sa Tagalog po ay labing isa, si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan.
He came into a world that his hands had made.
Pardon me?
He came into a world that his hands had made.
At siya po ay naparito sa mundo na kung saan ang inilikha ng Diyos Ama.
And the people that he came onto his own, and his own received him not.
At nung siya ay naparito sa mundo, ay pumunta po siya sa kanyang lugar, ngunit hindi po siya tinanggap.
His own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Ngunit kung sino man po ang mga tumanggap nito ay magkakaroon po ng karapatan upang tawaging anak ng Diyos.
Some people believe and acknowledge the fact that the Lord Jesus came into the world. Some people acknowledge or accept that he came into the world.
At may mga iba po na tumanggap at na siya ay naparito sa mundo.
But they fail to accept the last three words.
Ngunit sila po ay hindi nagtagumpay natanggapin ang tatlong huling salita.
The last three words are to save sinners.
At ang huling salita nga po ay iligtas ang mga makasalanan.
You know, it means that sinners need to be saved.
At ito po, ibig sabihin po nito ay ang mga makasalanan ay kailangan pong iligtas.
And that's really what the gospel is all about.
At sa katunayan nga po, ito po ang tuon ng mabuting balita.
And if you have never, if there has never been a time when you realized that you need to be saved, then this still has to happen in your life.
At kung sa buhay niyo po ay hindi pa po ito niyo nararanasan, ay kailangan po itong mangyari sa inyo.
There was a time in my life when I was swimming in a pool.
At mayroon pong, ito po yung kwento ni Dale, mayroon pong isang pagkakataon sa kanyang buhay na siya po ay lumalangoy sa isang pool.
And we had some inner tubes and I tried to jump through two of them at the same time and I got stuck under the water.
At meron pong tube yung papunta sa tubig at siya po ay tumalon doon sa tube na yon papunta sa tubig.
And I needed to be saved.
At siya po ay na-stuck or nanatili doon at kailangan po siyang sagipin o iligtas.
One of the tubes was over my head and pushing me under the water. And I couldn't get air.
At isa sa mga tube po na ginamit niya ay na-stuck sa kanyang ulo at hindi niya po siya makaalis sa tubig.
But you know, there was someone that came, they were not in the pool, but they came into the pool and they rescued me.
At mayroon pong isang nanonood, wala po siya doon sa tubig, ngunit siya po ay tumalon sa tubig upang iligtas.
And I remember when my sister came and lifted it up and how relieved and how free I felt when I was no longer trapped under the water.
At naalala niya po ang kanyang kapatid na babae na siya po ay siya ay tumalon at itinaas si Dale at hindi na po siya na-stuck sa ilalim ng tubig.
But when we think of the Lord Jesus, He didn't just come to save us from something a physical death.
Ngunit kung titignan po natin ang pagdating ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo, hindi lamang po siya tayo iniligtas sa ating physical na kamatayan.
He came to save us from our sin.
Siya po ay dumating upang iligtas tayo sa ating mga kasalanan.
And not only our sin, but our wage, the wages of our sin.
Hindi lamang pong ating kasalanan, ngunit ang kabayaran nito, kabayaran ng ating kasalanan.
Let me ask the question, have you been saved from your sin?
At kami po ay yung tatanungin, kayo po ba ay nailigtas na o niligtas na sa inyong mga kasalanan?
Have you ever realized that if I don't change the direction I'm on, if I don't change the road I'm on, I will be in hell.
At inyo po bang nakikita na kung hindi nyo po babaguhin ang inyong tinatahak, ay kayo po yung mapupunta sa impyerno?
You see, if you've never been on the, if you've never been saved, you're on the broad way.
At kung hindi man po kayo ligtas, kayo po ay nasa maluwag na daan or malawak na daan.
You're headed to death and destruction.
At kayo po ay napaparoon or pumupunta sa destruction or sa impyerno, sa kapahamakan.
So it's not just for this life that you're being saved, we're talking about being saved, but for eternity.
So hindi lamang po sa buhay kung saan kayo na dito sa mundo, ngunit ito po yung sinasabi namin ang iyong buhay pagkatapos ng buhay na walang hanggan.
You see, the Lord Jesus didn't come just to save good people.
Titignan po natin ang Panginoong Isus ay hindi lamang po dumating upang iligtas ang mga mabubuting tao.
He came to save sinners.
Siya po ay naparito upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan.
If you ever understand from the Word of God and from God speaking to you that you are a sinner, then you will realize that that's exactly who Christ Jesus came into the world to save.
At inyo nga pong naisip na kayo po ay makasalanan ay at ang Panginoong Hesukristo po ay naparito upang ikayo'y iligtas.
So let me go back to the beginning of this verse.
Sa atin pong babasahin muli ang unang verse na binasa po natin or versikulo.
It says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation."
So sinasabi po doon sa unang mga salita, tapat ang pagsabi at nararapat tanggapin.
So if you were to look in the mirror today, this evening, this afternoon, can you say, there was a time in my life when I accepted this saying, the Word of God?
So kung titingnan po natin ang ating sarili sa isang salamin, matatanong po ba natin sa sarili natin na may pagkakataon na dumating sa aking buhay na na aking tinanggap ang Diyos?
Paul, the one who wrote these words, lovely words, he himself accepted this saying.
So si Paul Pablo po, kung saan siya po ang nagsulat ng mga salitang ito, ay nasasabi po niya ang mga sinasabi ng 1 Timothy 1:15.
In fact, the last section of this verse says, "Of whom I am chief."
Sa katunayan nga po, ang mababasa po natin sa pinakahuling salita, na ako ang pangulo sa mga ito, si Pablo po.
And he wrote in Galatians 2 and 20 that it was the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
At kanya po di pong sinulat ang Galatians 2:20. Sinasabi po sa Tagalog, nasa akin ay umiibig at ibinigay ang kanyang sarili dahil sa akin.
And so if you have not accepted this, the Word of God, you must accept before you come to the pillar of death or the Lord comes.
So kung hindi nyo pa po tinatanggap ang Panginoong Jesucristo, ngayon na po ang araw o pagkakataon na tanggapin natin siya at paniwalaan siya bago po tayo mahantong sa haligi ng kamatayan.
And so I'm just going to say the words again, the verse one more time.
Sa amin po ulit babasahin ang verse sa huling pagkakataon.
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
1 Timothy 1:15, tapat ang pagsabi at nararapat tanggapin ng lahat na si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan na ako ang pangulo sa mga ito.
Thank you so much for listening. Father in heaven, we're grateful for your Son, the Lord Jesus. We're thankful for it was the fact that he did come into the world of lost sinners, and he came looking for individuals to save them, and he's still doing that today. We pray for thy blessing upon us, and we pray that if there's any souls that are not saved, that they are lost, they'll realize that they're on the wrong road, and they will soon seek the Savior. We pray for each one, and we commit the day or the evening into thy hand. Thank thee that thou art the one that's in control. Just commit ourselves now in thy hand. And thank thee for the Lord Jesus, who we can individually say that he loves us and he gave himself for us. We ask thy blessing now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.